What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, everyone. This is Andy.
And Lydia.
And we are here to bring you another wonderful countdown. This time, we will be focusing on Japanese hip-hop. This is our second installment. So, without further ado, I hope you enjoy our foray into Japanese hip-hop, part two.
Woo! Japan, Japan Top 10.
Well, before we get started, I have a brief announcement for everyone. Would you like to join our team? We are currently searching for an open position in audio editing as well as content distribution. So if you are interested in either of those things and are a fan of the podcast, think of joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. You can check out all of those details at jtop10.jp/join.
Also, November is Listener Appreciation Month. Get your song request in at our website at jtop10.jp. Remember, in Listener Appreciation Month, we bring you premium platinum Patreon episodes for all your listeners, so don't miss that out.
Yes, that's right, and that means you'll get lots of awesome content with me and Lydia. Great. Well, before jumping in, Lydia, do you have any experience with the J-hip-hop genre as a whole?
I have limited experience, I'd say. I think it's one of the genres I dwelled into sometimes, like I dip my toes in, but I'm not too super familiar. So I hope the listeners and I will learn a little something extra during this episode. What about you, Andy?
Yeah, I think I'm similar. I flirt a lot with the idea of getting into J-hip-hop, and then I never commit fully, so so I'm excited to learn more. And I mean, there are a few on our list today that are favorites of mine as well, so it'll be exciting to talk through those as well.
I'm excited to hear your thoughts about them.
Ooh, thank you. Yes. So, well, we can jump right in with a little bit of an intro for both of us and our listeners to learn a bit more. So, hip-hop, as I'm sure we all know, has been a major force in American music charts for decades. But its presence here in Japan and Japanese music charts is actually relatively recent.
Though Japanese hip-hop began in the 80s when American breakdancing and graffiti art spread to Japan, the use of English lyrics kept the genre slightly out of the mainstream. Artistic elements of hip-hop culture found their way into Japanese wardrobes and J-pop videos via dance routines. Japanese rappers often found it hard to grab the attention of new fans.
While one of the first Japanese groups to experiment with hip-hop was Yellow Magic Orchestra, that is surprising, all the way back in 1981, they created an early electro-hip-hop track, Rap Phenomena, for their album BGM. And after that, the world of Japanese hip-hop emerged kind of out of underground clubs, bars, gatherings of like-minded fans, as well as in Yoyogi Park, which is kind of shocking to me. Wow.
That is.
Which was a cultural destination, as well as there were projects and things coming out of very indie labels. all the while kind of being dismissed by the mainstream media, so they had to resort to these kind of back alley ways. That is, until the mid-90s.
Oh, I did not know that. That's so interesting. This meant that, you know, although there hasn't been big money backing the genre's development, artists have been able to grow creatively. So there's been a shift in gender equality as awareness of hip-hop, music, dance, streetwear, and art grew within Japan. This also includes the godfather of streetwear, Hiroshi Fujiwara.
That's interesting too, especially I think like even in America, hip-hop is very tied to, yeah, like streetwear and fashion and things too. So
yeah.
Like some people's ins. So, well, after all of this, you know, a generation of female rappers and producers who were not only inspired by American hip-hop artists, but also Japanese groups, including male icons such as Nujabes, who love, number one,
oh,
love.
Yes. Yes, number one love.
Yeah, number one love. And I'm sure a lot of people will recognize that name because he had received, you know, after his tragic early passing, mm-hmm. he kind of became the godfather of lo-fi hip-hop and the pioneer of chill-hop, as well as other artists who inspired these emerging female rappers were Hideaki Ishii, better known as DJ Crush, and he is known for his atmospheric instrumental production and incorporating elements from nature and jazz samples into his tracks.
Despite being seen as merely fans of the genre or backing dancers when hip-hop went mainstream in Japan, the mid-90s commercial success started in the summer of 1995, so that's just a couple decades ago. And this was led by a boom of female R&B singers that began to bring hip-hop into the Japanese mainstream. Most notably was the release of East End featuring J-pop singer Yuri Ichi's track Dayone. From 1995.
The genre was flooded with male artists who dominated for years as female artists faced not only sexual harassment and dismissive record executives, but also criticism for the use of their feminine or quote unfeminine language, which created a huge challenge for female MCs to sound strong but maintain a distinctly feminine viewpoint in their music.
Oh.
That's so sad.
I know, but the stuff that the female artists had to do to bring us here today.
Yeah, truly, truly. And I think that is just a story, across the world. I wish hip hop was more welcoming to, more diverse voices outside of, you know, it's a lot of like male led voices. So it would be nice to have just like more comfort. I mean, even today when there are plenty of prominent female rap artists and hip-hop artists, you know?
But, you know, there are still a lot of, I guess the former kind of Japanese rappers paved the way for today's hip-hop artists, and hopefully in the future it'll continue to grow for this emerging Japanese rap culture that they have.
Yeah, definitely. And with that, as we were just speaking, female artists have continued to create music regardless of this adversity, mm-hmm. which has been filled with self-expression, drawing from elements of many different genres, including J-pop, EDM, and even traditional Japanese folk music, experimenting with rap vocals and putting a distinctly Japanese sound into their hip-hop tracks and creating whole new styles and ways for the genre to grow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, without, you know, making our audience wait anymore, our listeners wait anymore, should we get right into some of these tracks? At number 5 on our countdown, it's Komachi with her song Humanity from 2019.
Number 5.情熱無意味な創造性称賛なき挑戦 ままじゃダウンダウン失ってく秒読みカウンダウン止められないならこの体で死ぬまで戦う Everyday バカみたいだねでも歌うのどかれるまで、hey、性別人種の壁くだらねえ概念をぶち壊せただあるがままでつながる縄文バイス時代遅れなんかではない巡り巡りまた Sun will shine Whoa, We're humanity
この世に姿現し耐え忍ぶ生きるこの身存在が誠実を結び現実は君とつながる愛たどは差し込む光導くは孤高の響き共存する君の命燃やす限り薄れる痛み俺は俺あなたはあなたなんだ今更思いは疑った確かめ合う日々書き留めるその中で本来の力を知る支え合う人が共有する思いを大切に育み合う笑いと涙の結晶時として人明日を照らす
Whoa, We're humanity Humanity, humanity, humanity
の過ち映した TP 金に追われ壊れかけた世界で笑いかけてくれるファミリーマイホーム時にマネーパワーリスペック決めれば何が消すよ心のあれか探す誰も描けない自画像守り抜く居場所エスコバルバブのアルカイド誰も逆さまの愛や罪深きさ誰もが裸で丸て知恵をつけて学つけるバリア破壊と再生時は平成マットレスと道と名誉欲の金バルテンと天今線で繋がって描き出すインディペンデン心と愛
Komachi is a rapper and a singer.
She began performing in 2003 and gained attention after winning the Shinjuku Spoken Word Slam Rap Battle.
Dang. She made her indie debut in 2006 with Day Before Blue.
So she's also collaborated with major figures in the Okinawa scene.
Oh, nice. And in 2011, she left her agency and label and established one of her own.Titled Queen's Room. That is awesome.
All these singers are just queens.
They are.
It's, on this episode.
It is incredible how much, yeah, like, I think the one of the coolest things going through this list is a lot of these women rappers, like, they are, like, standing for female empowerment and all of this, and they make good on their word, like,They're making their labels, they're doing their production, like they are getting, I mean, it's sad that the state of the scene is that they have to, you know, work 10 times harder than, you know, probably male rappers have to do, but they are doing it, like they are getting it done.
Yeah, and look at them, from performing at like a rap battle to owning her own label and agency, dang, like good for her, and...She has the skills to back it up. Like, listening to this song, like, her rap, she raps so fast. Like, that flow, I can't keep up. Yeah.
I felt the same thing. No, I honestly think, of, like, in terms of flow, I'm not an expert or anything, obviously, on hip-hop or rap. But, yeah, her flow is really good and very, like, you can tell she's good at what she does. She's very good at what she does, you know?
Exactly.
Well, before we continue on our hip-hop journey, I have a short announcement for everyone. Would you like to advertise on our podcast? You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners all around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. So, for full details, you can check us out at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will work for you and your company's needs.
All right, and moving on to the next song of our episode, we have Beijing by Chan Mina from 2021.
Number four.
私もあなたさん未来になりたい教えて教えて幸せですよねもしこのまま消えたら愛されるのなら今すぐにでも綺麗になくなりたい
こんなはずないわよダヴィンチもう少しだけべっぴんにコントラストも入れてちょうだい全世界を懲らしめたい
Look at thisかわいい私は忘れないあの嵐あの時私はまだ17あの時言ったような言ったよ
You can be beautiful You can be famous 醜いブスが歌ってんじゃないよあの時狂った精神に才能が開花味わったコマ不可も一般じゃなかった
本物を君は知ってるかい知識と経験のエロスまだ使い物になってるかい女はみな正気じゃない
Look at this.
So Chan Mina, also known as Mina Otomonai, is a Japanese South Korean rapper and musician.
Yes, she made her indie debut in 2016 before releasing her major debut album, Misenen, in 2017.
So Chan Mina was born in South Korea, where she lived until she was 3, and then she moved to Japan. Her mother is also a professional ballerina and influenced her to learn ballet and violin.
Oh, that is very cool.
Talented.
Sadly, however, Chan Mina was bullied in elementary school for not being able to speak Japanese fluently. But she discovered the song Day by Day by Big Bang, and that inspired her to become a rapper.
Wait, what? So a K-pop boy group inspired her to become a Japanese rapper.
Kind of cool. Kind of girl. Kind of girl boss.
Cool. Exactly. And this song, Beijing, which means beautiful woman, is her 5th single. And, you know, she's also a very beautiful woman. And it was produced by Ryosuke Dr. R. Sakai.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this track. And I also love her other track. I think it's called Doctor. I love her visuals all around. She just does a good job pulling it together for a look, always.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. This song was so catchy, one of the catchiest songs on this album. And she displays such a range of her vocals, like she sings, but she's also rapping. And she uses really interesting techniques when she's rapping. Like,
yeah, no, I agree. Right? Like her like intonation and like the way, yeah, the way she it's almost like, I'm going to say something, I guess maybe a little strange, but like, it's almost like dancing. She like dances with her words in a way that I feel like not a lot of other artists do, maybe.
Is it the ballet?
Maybe it is. Maybe I was trying to make a pun.
Before we move on to the next song of the episode, we have to give some shout outs to the indie Japanese music scene. If you are a indie Japanese music artist and you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director Haley by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, and please send the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast so you might hear your song on the podcast sometime.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Yes, and, well, another very empowered woman at our number three spot. It's Awich with her song Horu featuring Anarchy from 2017.
Number three.
Come and meditate on this shit, boy. We're living intuitively. Clearly knowing it ain't every day.
Oh my, no, you white mafia.
Mafia.
Then I'll stay who do it, Satya. Rappers, no, many wa namida, nanning, ga ushinau no, sono kariya. Hoshii no, zenbu kau. Udarete nai, kenka mo kau. Yosan kanri shinaku. Temo bounce back like a balloon. Onaji dohyo muri. Zakoe sono atama naka shukuchi. Get a whole team, tell me I bin bin to a thousand number kui. Your boyfriend, hore komi. Kobi nai eros. Kusatta shin wo gedoku. Erebaresh megami no genome. Maji omae dare. Majide omae dare.
Shit is learned. You don't know what to feel about me. You don't know what you're doing. But we're knowing it.
Awich is a rapper from Okinawa, Japan, which is an island that has the biggest U.S. military bases in Asia. And being such, Awich was exposed to a lot of American culture, which led her to her love of hip-hop and the discovery of Tupac's album, All Eyes on Me.
Nice taste. Awich is the only female member of Japan's famed Yen Town Collective. Wow. So in an interview from 2020, she said, quote, "It feels good. I'm one of the older people in Yen Town. I'm not the newest member, but they look up to me because of my age. They give me a lot of respect. I want more girls coming into the crew and doing it together with us," end quote.
Dang, that can be intimidating, but I think given this song and her presence, I think she can handle it.
For sure.
So Hodu was produced by Chucky Zulu and was featured on Awich's 2018 album, 8. Yeah, I am like in awe of the presence of Awich. Every time I listen to a track from her, I feel the absolute presence she commands.
Yeah, she demands presence.
Mm, mm. And I will give it to her willingly because I love this track. Everything I hear from her is just always a bop.
I know. It's a little R-rated for maybe some listeners just in case, but...
Mm, mm. That is, yes.
It's amazing, especially coming from a female.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, just like own it.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, it is very much in the, above PG-13 lyric content-wise, but... I think it also, that is kind of, I want to say refreshing is maybe a weird way to say it, but refreshing in that, yeah, I think it harkens back to other aspects of hip hop culture that are more prevalent in America and stuff that you don't always get here in Japan, in the mainstream hip hop scene at least.
Oh, that is true.
Mm.
Yes, because I think a lot of things in the mainstream are PG-13, I'd say.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And this is kind of challenging those stereotypes of mainstream,
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, well, hopefully our listeners, if they can handle the Awich power, we'll check out some of her other tracks too. Well, as we're winding down, I have one final announcement for everybody. I just wanted to take the time to thank everyone for completing the annual listener survey for 2021. You can check out our website at jtop10.jp for details on what improvements we will try to implement to our podcast in the future, and which will be very soon to come. So thank you again for taking the time to do that, and we hope that we can make a good program for all of our listeners.
Thanks, Andy. So now we're going to ease on to our second last song of the episode, which is Easy Breezy by Teru Miko from 2020.
Number 2.
Easy breezy,
切り発車で進んじまったね。街の明かりが後ろに消えてく。孤独手ぶらでもなるようにするのさ、わら。あらもうこんな時間。腹減っためっちゃラーメン食べちゃう。I say hi, you say hi, もうちょっと待ってな。あっちゅうま完成すなんて意外惑うわけな。鳥泣いてら。
こっちへおいでよ。一面からじゃ見せらんない。こっちへおいでよ。ちゃんと自分で意識してみ。ほらどんなもん過去か、こんな色はどうだ。こいつらいれば余裕だわ。牙ダメのやつらバチバチ泣きたろ。パロはもう満足無問題。足らは買わない。止まるつもりない。What?
So Terumiko is a Japanese hip-hop duo founded in 2014, and they are made of MC Rachel and MC Mamiko.
This song, Easy Breezy, is the opening for the anime Eizouken ni wa te o dasu na, Keep Your Hands Off Eizouken, which is the story of three girls coexisting in a high school club with a passion for creating anime.
So this track was included on the duo's album Maze in 2020, which was released by label Unbore.
And the song's video was directed by Jun Tamukai. And let me tell you, this song's video is really cool. I don't know, it's so wacky.
It is so weird. Yes. I don't know what's going on either.
But I think it fits the style of like hip hop or music that is going on. I feel like the song is kind of, you know, jumpy, poppy, like all over the place. And the video really mirrors that well.
Exactly. Yeah, I completely agree. It has such a quirky style and it fits the mood of the song perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just, I hate that I keep like talking so much about every song, but I guess I have a lot more to say about hip hop than I realized. But their style, them being a duo, there's another rap duo from like the 90s or early 2000s that I used to really like. Their name is Harukari. I don't know if you heard of them or know them, but yeah, it's two women MCs. It's Haruka and Yukari. And it's like exactly like this kind of like a production where it's like really bouncy and like kind of strange sample sounds. But yeah, if you enjoyed this, which I did, definitely, you should check out Harukari as well as more Terumiko.
Oh, thanks for the recommendation,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah, of course.
So listeners, if you want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode, join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. You guys are missing out on the fun conversations that me and Andy had earlier.
That is right.
So see full details at our website, jtop10.jp/club.
Yes, thank you so much, Lydia, for that. And without further ado, I am both so excited to announce our last song and sad because it means it's the end of getting to chit chat. But yes, at our very last spot for our countdown on Japanese hip hop is Wednesday Campanella with their song Aladdin, or Suyobi no Campanella with their song Arajin from 2016.
Number one.
Wednesday Campanella is a Japanese music group formed in 2012, and they combine hip-hop with elements of EDM and J-pop as well.
They've also collaborated with many artists, including Scottish synth-pop trio Churches.
Actually, I am such a fake fan. I did not realize they collabed with them. But yes, so the name, Suyobi no Campanella, is a reference to their usual rehearsal meeting day, which is Wednesday.
Oh! Oh, that's so interesting. The roots of the group began way back in 2011 when Director F and Kenmochi met at Design Festa Tokyo. As a label manager, Director F wanted to launch a new music project with some female members.
Oh, interesting. And this trio consisted of Komuai, Kenmochi Hidefumi, and Director F until, sadly, Komuai... whose real name is Misaki Koshi, left the project in September 2021, and a new member, Utaha, was added as the project's second vocalist.
That was so recent.
I know, heartbreaking for me.
Oh no, the wounds are fresh. So Komuai decided to leave the group after their EP Galapagos, as she wanted to be free to pursue different interests and allow Wednesday Campanella to return to Kenmochi and Dr. S's vision. Oh, that's so sad, but I'm excited to see where she's going.
Yeah, definitely. And where Wednesday Campanella will go with a new vocalist. I feel like a lot of their like identity or uniqueness was wrapped up in like Komuai's image and her voice. So it'll be really interesting to see how they change.
Yeah, because like when I think of this group, I think of her because she was the face of the group.
Exactly. And you and me both.
Literally the face.
Which obviously, it's not to say like obviously Director F and Kenmochi contribute so much to the sound and everything, but she just brought the presence.
Exactly. And interesting fact, this was the first song I heard from the group.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you think?
I love it. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a song you have to like bop your head to and enjoy.
Yeah, I fully agree. And like the video is so funny in the bowling alley, just like dancing around. I really, really love. I like Wednesday Campanella was the band that I was trying to see live. Like I had one goal coming to Japan all those years ago.
Really?
And now, I guess it'll be a different, maybe I'll see Kongwai separately or something, but yeah, I never fulfilled that dream.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I hope you fulfill it in some other way.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, to avenge myself, my own dream. I betrayed my own dream.
No, Andy.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm glad that we did get to share that with all our listeners, though. Aladdin is such a great song, so... Well, do you have any final thoughts on J-hip-hop? Do you feel more enriched, more educated, more ready to take on J-hip-hop as a whole, Lydia?
Definitely. I feel like I've learned a lot, especially about the history of J-hip-hop and a lot about the struggles that female artists are faced and are kind of facing, and they're kind of paving the way for new waves to come in this scene. What about you, Andy?
Not to say same, but yeah, honestly, I think it was a very nice highlight of the female side of J-hip-hop, the like women's representation in hip-hop, which all of these artists are striving for. I'm glad that we could have a little bit of a showcase because there are so many bops. I can't remember which one it was now. Oh my gosh, I'm betraying my own. MC Pero. I'm so excited to continue to check out MC Pero. I loved that song, Skip. So happy to add that, happy to showcase, and yeah, learn a lot about the backgrounds of the J-hip-hop scene.
Woo, thank you. And you'll hear more of the 400th episode celebration throughout this week, but after that, Tassie and Edward will join you guys for a brand new Cultures episode discussing all about Japanese crime. So join their mysterious adventure to find a clue in a week from now.
Yes, enjoy that. Well, Lydia, it was really great to talk to you, and I enjoyed our time together, so thank you so much.
Same here, Andy, and I hope we get to do another podcast soon.
Yes, me too. All right. Well, until then, I hope everyone has a wonderful beginning to fall, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye, Danne.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.